From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open the hour with some contemporary electric jazz rock from Russian multi-instrumentalist Denis Krupin, featured on guitar, keyboards, and drums. This is from his 2018 release, Anti-Suicide. His guitar playing has been compared to that of the late Alan Holdsworth, and I think Holdsworth fans and fans of fusion in general will understand that comparison upon hearing this track. It's a medley of two pieces, The Name of the Flight and Obscurity.
Thank you. sorry. Did I break your concentration?
That's a Southern California fusion trio called OHM, O-H-M, with Chris Poland on guitar, Rob Pagliari bass, and Carlos Cruz on drums. From their debut studio album from 2003, self-titled OHM, they released a live album prior to this. We heard Homage. Before that, from Germany, a quartet called Electric Outlet, with Marcus Demmel guitar, Thomas Eschenbacher keyboards, Frank Itt bass, and Ralf Gustke on drums. From 2006 and their album On, Exclamation point. We heard We Need a Plan. And we began the set with the 2018 release from Russian multi-instrumentalist Denis Krupin. From Anti-Suicide, we heard The Name of the Flight and Obscurity. Well, after that set of contemporary jazz rock, let's go back to the 70s for some classic fusion cuts. And we'll begin in 1974 and music from the British band Riff Raff, one of many groups to emerge from the Canterbury scene of progressive rock and fusion to emerge in the early and mid-70s in the UK. Some of the more notable acts from that scene include The Soft Machine, Nucleus, Isotope, and Gilgamesh. From the Riff Raff album Original Man, with two reed players, Bud Beadle and Steve Gregory, Tommy Iyer keyboards, Pete Kirtley guitar, Roger Sutton bass, and Ario D'Souza drums. This one's called Havocac.
Thank you.
a track from the second album from the Tony Williams lifetime, and the only album to feature this particular lineup of the band: Tony Williams on drums and vocals, John McLaughlin on guitar, John's final session with Lifetime, Jack Bruce, formerly of Cream, on bass, and Larry Young, better known at that time as Khalid Yassin, on organ. From 1970, the album Turn It Over, we heard Vuelta Abajo, named, I believe, for the region in the Pinar del Rio province of Cuba. Before that, from 1971, the American group Contraband, and an album which never made it to CD, the album Time and Space, released in 1971 on Epic Records, with Charles Arena, flute and sax, David Pritchard, guitar, Pete Robinson, keyboards, Bruce Cale, bass, and Brian Moffat on drums, we heard The One Who Knows. Contraband having a very similar sound to that of the Canterbury Scene groups across the pond in the UK. And speaking of the UK and the Canterbury Scene, we heard from Riff Raff kicking off the set. From 1974, the album Original Man, we heard Havocac. You are listening to Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with Jazz Progressions, our email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And please visit our blog and website for much more info about the show, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. If you want the playlist or streaming audio for this episode, please look for Jazz Progressions program number 1905. Going back to more contemporary electric jazz sounds to conclude the hour, and we'll listen to a pair of guitar, bass, and drums trios in this set. We'll begin with a trio from Poland, fronted by drummer Rafael Gorzycki, with Marek Malinowski on guitar and Wojciech Woźniak on bass. From their 2016 release, Playing, the album is essentially one continuous piece divided into 10 parts. We'll hear Playing, Part 7. We began that set of guitar, bass and drums trio music with the Rafal Gorzycki Trio from Poland, playing Part 7 from their 2016 release, Playing. And lastly, going back to 2008, for the album Day Trip, featuring Pat Metheny on guitar, Christian McBride on bass, and Antonio Sanchez on drums. That album released on Nonesuch Records. We heard The Red One, the lone fusion track on this release, a track which Pat originally recorded with John Scofield as part of their 1994 collaboration on Blue Note, I Can See Your House From Here. Pat featured on guitar synthesizer on that track. One of these days, I'll dig that CD out and play that version of The Red One on a future show. But there we heard a trio version of that track from the very diverse album, Day Trip, also featuring some more straight-ahead material and even some acoustic pieces as well. And that does it for this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. Please join me again soon for another exploration of the wide and varied world of modern jazz. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.